Pro-Censorship Group Center for Countering Digital Hate funded by Pro-China Investment Org. By Alam Bokhari on November 3, 2021. The Center for Countering Digital Hate, CCDH. The far-left British nonprofit currently waging a campaign of pressure against Facebook to force the social media giant to clamp down further against conservative media is backed by a shadowy Swiss investment group that is funding communist China's bid for global dominance. As Breitbart News reported yesterday, the CCDH recently published a report smearing Breitbart News and other conservative media publications as climate deniers in an attempt to blacklist them from Facebook. The far-left organization equated quotes from a Breitbart News radio interviewee criticizing the Green New Deal as an example of climate denial. And even Facebook cast doubt on the report's methodology. CCDH is funded by the Oak Foundation, an enormously wealthy, shadowy investment entity based in Geneva, Switzerland. The foundation funds a wide variety of left-wing causes, including efforts opposing the enforcement of U.S. immigration laws, voter registration and mobilization efforts for Democrat-leaning demographic groups, and a broad spread of left-wing environmental groups. It is also funding communist China's bid for dominance over global trade networks. In 2018, the Oak Foundation donated $1 million to an organization called the Climate Works Foundation to support the greening of the Belt and Road Initiative. The Belt and Road Initiative is one of the Chinese Communist Party's most ambitious projects, a vast global infrastructure project aimed at linking Europe, Russia, Africa, the Middle East, Asia, the Indian subcontinent, and the South Pacific in a trade network that starts and ends in China. The project comprises ports, railroads, airports, tunnels, dams, power stations, and entirely new cities, all aimed at centering the world's trade routes on China through a combination of rail, sea, road, and air routes. U.S. ally Australia recently cancelled deals struck by its state of Victoria with the Belt and Road Initiative, prompting backlash from Beijing. The U.S. State Department has criticized the Belt and Road Initiative, accusing China of using debt-trap diplomacy on developing nations after Sri Lanka lost control over a major port after defaulting on a debt to the Chinese. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.